but so full of interest that, even though she was now in her late 30s, she never felt the slightest fatigue. Among those whose every request she met with smiling efficiency were a famous dancer, a celebrated American fashion designer, and an ancient lady with two spaniels, and an unspecified connection to the higher reaches of the British aristocracy. Each day brought new surprises. It was why Irene found working on the Lusitania such a pleasure. Ernie Gill was less happy in his work. Taking a last pull on his cigarette, he flicked it overboard before turning to Irene.
"Who says that Americans are generous?" he moaned.
"I've always found them so," said Irene.
"That's because you've never had to cut their hair. I spend at least 10 hours a day on my feet. And what do I get for it? Most of them won't even give me a proper thank you, let alone a decent tip."
"What about that Belgian you told me about?"
"Ah, yes," conceded Gill, brightening. "That was different. Now, he was a real gentleman. Back home, he's some kind of diplomat." "I mean, he must be worried sick about what happened to his country when the Germans trampled all over it. Yet he still remembers that a barber deserves a reward. He slipped me a sovereign." He was off.